He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this? And we're live. Welcome, everybody, here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, Senior Lakers Insider for Clutch Points. And today on the show, season's over, folks. That's all, folks. We're going to do something we haven't done on here before. So I tweeted out the link to come backstage here on the show. I'm going to get in a couple of points. I'm sure there's going to be enough talking back and forth over the course of the show to make my points. So I won't linger on them too long, but I want you guys to sound off. I know how I feel about it. And again, I'll let y'all know how I feel about it over the course of the show, but I know how I feel about it. The Lakers playoff run ended a couple rounds too early, and I think they have themselves to blame. I wrote about Rob Pelinka and the role that he played in this by not going out and getting a better center whenever Anthony Davis asked for it. I wrote about Austin Reeves' struggles in the series. I was concerned about J.J. Redick being a rookie coach coming into the postseason. We've seen that come to pass. So I'm going to try to balance my own thoughts with the super comments that are going to come in, with you guys sounding off as well. My one request is, if you're going to come on the show, I need you to have a solid internet connection, because I can't do this thing where it's like, are you there? Are you there? Are you there? I can't do that, because I don't want to spend 3 hours editing this episode. So I have a solid internet connection, Wi-Fi only, and have your devices all turned on before I go to you. So as an example right now, there's Lurker right now, and there is Ed right now. Lurker has his mic turned off. Both guys have their cameras turned off. I can't go to you if I don't have that ready to go. So if you guys want to come on stage, get your devices ready to be able to come on stage, and I will go to you. But I do want to make this work. I do want you guys to be able to sound off on this season ending right now. Obviously, far too early. So with all of that out of the way, quick reminder, subscribe, rate, review, all of that good stuff. We have a crazy offseason ahead of us, a longer offseason than we were obviously hoping for going into it. But we have a crazy offseason ahead of us. The Lakers clearly have a lot that they need to figure out in a very short amount of time to be able to figure that out. So almost anything is on the table with this upcoming offseason. So maybe we'll touch on that over the course of the show as well. But yeah, let's go ahead and dive on into it. I'm going to start with a couple of quick thoughts on the game and on how it played out, how it started, how it finished, some of the guys who played in the game, some of the guys who didn't, and we'll get through this together. First and foremost, Maxi Kleba playing in an elimination game after not playing NBA basketball since January. I'm not going to go all the way as far as maybe I want to go right now, but that's damn near fireable. Damn near fireable. When you don't play your starting center for the entirety of the game, and not only do you bring Maxi Kleba in earlier in the game, but Kleba came in with 5 minutes left to go in the season. While Rudy Gobert is out there having a wilt game, J.J. Redick decides all of you haters who have been calling him out for whatever we have been calling him out for, we're the idiots. Here's Maxi Kleba. I'm going to make a point here. Awful coaching. Awful. And the way that the Lakers approached this game early on, to me, indicated that they didn't believe in this guy. They were just like strolling around out there. It was unbelievable how quickly the Lakers got down double digits in this game. And Raj said something in the lounge. I hope I'm not betraying any secrets here. But Raj said something in the lounge Slack the other day. It was like, I can't believe he didn't say he messed up by not making any subs in the second half of game four. That was an easy win for him to come out and be like, you know what? I tried something different. I shouldn't have. I still have faith in these guys. I hope they still have faith in me. Instead, J.J. Redick treated it like your typical Duke douchebag who was like, yeah, I did it. You're an idiot for judging me. Like, what? He storms out of the press conference today because he got another question about it. He's handled criticism all season really poorly. And I think it culminated tonight with hearing that criticism and being like, no, fuck you, idiots. I'm not playing that guy. Meanwhile, Rudy Gobert is having the game of his life, the literal game of his life. And it leads to the Lakers losing this one. And look, Austin Reeves had the worst game of his career. I don't think he will ever have a worse game than he did tonight. Unless he plays Minnesota in the playoffs again next year. But I don't think he'll ever have a game this bad ever again. And even that kind of falls down the list of places I want to go to. Because to me, the tone was set by a Lakers team based off of its approach to this game and the lack of desperation early in it. One, it has become way too easy for the Lakers to quit on coaches. They quit on Frank Vogel after winning a championship. They quit on Darvin Ham after making it to the Western Conference Finals. And now here they quit on J.J. Redick, in my opinion, after one game, after one bad playoff game. The Lakers all kind of waltzed into this game and we're ready for Cancun by the end of the first quarter. Fortunately for them, the Wolves played one of their worst games of the series. They shot like shit like from three-point range, 7 of 47 from three-point range for the Timberwolves tonight. They turned the ball over 11 times. They did grab 11 or 18 offensive rebounds again, which helped keep them in it mathematically. Anthony Edwards was nothing to write home about, 15, 11 and 8, played great defense, but overall, like, it wasn't like a, oh my god, Anthony Edwards just ripped this series out of their hearts. No, the Lakers lied down. They lied down, and I think it has a lot to do with the fact that their rookie coach, this dude who has never coached a NBA season before in his life, showed all of them up. And then when he was asked about showing them up, decided that was the time to play the douchebag, and it didn't work out. I think I'm going to leave that there and basically throw to you guys, because there are a lot of people who are waiting to go live here. I'm going to start with the first live camera that I see here and see how this pans out. So go live. I'm going to go to you. Are you ready? Give me a nod if you're ready to go. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, what's up, Anthony? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can hear you great. What's your name, sir?
Gary.
Gary, thank you very much.
Long time listener, man, from Locked On Laker days. But
I'm sorry.
Actually, I'm kind of glad the season's over. The way this ended, I just can never remember a time watching Lakers look so hapless, like a kindergarten team trying to play on a gymnasium or something with Rudy Gobert.
It looked like that kid who gets like held back a year. Like, there's like a kid who like didn't learn how to share in kindergarten, and he gets held back, and he's already like 6'3" in fourth grade, and the rest of the guys are like, "What do we
do?" The Lakers. When did we ever play like this? I mean, God, that's not sustainable. What the hell? Yeah, but you're
what,
so
what
right.
What do we do here with JJ Redick? Like, what do we do here with JJ Redick? Because that's honestly, to me, I think
it's tough.
He's not going anywhere. I'm not claiming that he should be fired. I don't think he's going to be fired. But what do we do with the math on JJ Redick this year?
It's tough because, you know, one of the big things to improve is admitting your mistakes.
Yeah,
if you can't see that mistake that happened on Sunday, I'm like, wow. I don't know what's that. I think he's got to add an offensive coordinator to his staff at the very least.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously way outcoached by Finch and what's the other guy's name? Mika Dory or somebody. They really X and OJJ. They said, okay, Lakers going to probably double down on their with laser lineup. So they had the adjustment ready for them. JJ and staff had no counter to that. Game, set, match. You know, that was
what do you think of the first entry into Lakers postseason lore for Luka Doncic?
I was laughing at the Lakers like they gave Rob the extension like he's like all King Almighty.
Hey, did you notice that that he wasn't courtside? He wasn't doing interviews. Did you notice that?
We'll probably have to see him at Disneyland. You know, he probably won't appear until like September. Where's Waldo?
I couldn't believe how quickly the Lakers. Look, on one hand, it's like you kind of have to. The guy has acquired LeBron. He played a role, was standing there next to Magic when they acquired LeBron, and then he actually pulled off the trade after Magic kind of bungled the negotiations for Anthony Davis. Put together the roster to win it. So he got the extension. He earned his extension off of that stuff, right?
Yeah.
But to so quickly, and it was so clear that Jeannie Buss, who doesn't want to does not want to fire him, was like, we got to do this now. We got to do this now. There's no way this ages poorly.
Oh, yeah. She even appeared on NBA TV 10 days ago, did a whole sit down interview, you know, before the playoffs started. like you said, Rob probably made the Lakers net worth up it by 25-30% with that one trade with Luka. So yeah, on the business side, you got to do it. But yeah, I don't know. Suddenly we are at a crossroads with a lot of things. I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating offseason. Before I let you go here, I'll let you sound off on that. What's the one thing that you're hoping for from this offseason?
A playable big man. With a promise from JJ to play, said
to actually play him.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, thank you very much for hopping on, man. I really appreciate it. You saying that you been listening since the Locked On years, that means a lot. I really appreciate it. Go Lakers, right?
All right, bro. Peace.
All right, that was great. First entry. I almost feel like I should stop while I'm ahead. That was perfect. That's exactly what I'm looking for from everybody. If y'all have hotter takes, that's fine too. Like that's perfectly fine. I just get really nervous throwing to people with internet connections and stuff like that. Jason Kelly is the next person I'm going to bring on stage here who I see with a working camera. So let's see how this goes. Jason, are you JK Productions?
I am. Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much for having on.
It's interesting. The last time I talked to you, when you were at Silver Screen and Roll.
Okay.
And I came on your show in this type of format. And I asked you if you ever thought that the Lakers would win another championship with Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka. Well, specifically with Jeannie Buss as the owner of the team. And I think that, and this is a term I use in my super chats a lot, that there is an institutional rot at the core of the Lakers foundation that cannot be overcome until that is gone. And we both know that's not going anywhere. So I just feel, DFS is going to be a year older. LeBron, I think, is a great player, but with how deep and young the NBA is, I'm not sure that he can be a guy that takes a max calorie slot and you have a team that wins a championship for a couple of reasons. One, you have to be a great regular season team. He's going to be 41 years old. I think you have to be a good regular season team to win a championship. And two, it just takes too much of the slot. It just takes too much of the slot for other positions. And the Lakers, because of the Westbrook trade, still are suffering from that. And so when you have catastrophic decisions, like JJ had a catastrophic series, he deserves to be fired. Oof. Or the entire roster has to be changed, because how can you expect these players to come back next season after what JJ did in these playoffs and trust him as their head coach? Like, how can you expect them to do that? And so,
could you imagine if Jackson Hayes is available for the veteran minimum? Could you just imagine like Jackson, like, hey, Jax, I know you might have other options. He's cost himself at least, I would say, 8 or 9 mil next year would be my guess. But could you just like, hey, Jax, do you think you want to come?
Totally.
Why would, if you're a center, to Gary's point a second ago, if you're a center, at any point is JJ just going to lose faith in you because he's so dogmatic about small ball?
Well, it's not just if you're a center. If you're a player, it's not just the center position. I look at Gabe. I look at Jared Vanderbilt. This isn't restricted to the center position. And so you either have to change the roster and bring in a whole bunch of new guys, or you have to can JJ. Because if you let this stand in the way that it is going into next season, it's just another version of institutional rot. When you have awful decisions made, heads have to roll, or else your organization doesn't progress or grow. And somebody's head needed to roll for the Russell Westbrook trade. Somebody's head needs to roll for this. And I'm not sure exactly what that looks like, but I think that the rot starts at the top. And the best case scenario, as a LeBron fan, kind of more so than a Lakers fan, the best case scenario for LeBron is, because I want to see him win championships, is to leave the Lakers and take a mid-level at another team. And if he's not willing to do that, then I think he's kind of seeding his championship window as a player. If he's not willing to do that, because he's not the guy that can take a team. You need young, fresh power. You need the Thunder. You need the Celtics from last year. You need the Timberwolves, frankly. And so I don't see the Lakers winning another championship with LeBron James at a max salary spot. And I don't see the Lakers winning another championship with Jeannie Buss as the owner, to be honest with you.
Quick question.
Go ahead.
I want to ask you this because I can relate to this. Are you going out for a walk right now for the sake of just getting out of the house?
I listen to your podcast on runs after games because I'm so frustrated and so mad that I just crank out miles just because I'm just ticked off and I want to let go of energy.
The reason I asked this, so if I wasn't paid to do this stuff, if I didn't have to like sit in front of my TV, I am normally that kind of guy. I would normally leave my house, watch the game on my phone and just walk around my neighborhood because it's easier for me to just deal with reality for some reason outside of my house than it is to have to sit here in the muck. And I totally understand where you're coming from. I saw the lights kind of going over your head and stuff like that. And I totally get it. But now I want to go back to the rot aspect of this. And this is where I talked a lot between games 4 and 5 about the notion of going into the idea of like going through a process, talking to your assistant coaches, having veteran assistant coaches. Nate McMillan's on that staff. Scotty Brooks is on that staff. Those guys are sitting there and having those guys come back to you and be like, no, actually, JJ, it's a good idea to not play anybody else in the second half. That's a good call. And if you arrive there, then that's stuff falling through the cracks. Right. Because to me, if a head coach is actually, or an assistant coach is actually invested in what is best for the team and the outcome of that series and all of that stuff, they pull JJ aside and they fight tooth and nail. Remember, Jerry West famously with the Golden State Warriors at the peak of their powers was like, if you trade Klay Thompson for Kevin Love, I'm out, right? I am gone. And for no assistant coach to step up and be like, if you do this, I will quit, right? And nobody has quit since, so we know that isn't actually the case. That to me is stuff falling through the cracks. And for nobody in the organization heading into the season to be like, hey, AD is telling us he wants to play a little bit less center. Not that he wants to move off of center altogether, but he wants to play a little bit less center. Maybe we should employ a better center than a Christian Wood, who never played at any point this season, and Jackson Hayes, who couldn't be trusted to play 5 minutes in an elimination game. That stuff falling through the cracks. And to the point that you were making earlier, Jason, about organizational rot and stuff like that, when Rob got his, remember, it's an extension and it's a promotion. He's president of basketball operations. When he got that extension and promotion, the one thing I was looking for was, hey, can we get the guy a GM? It's not taking anything away from him. He becomes the boss of whatever GM they hire. Can we bring somebody in who sets him aside and sets JJ aside and is like, hey, there's a chance we might play Minnesota in the first round, and we might go into that Minnesota series with Jackson Hayes, Alex Len, and Maxi Kleba, who hasn't played since January, as our fucking center rotation. Maybe, just maybe, it's a good idea to employ a seven-footer. Convert Koloko. Convert Jamison. Dante DiVincenzo was taking cheap shots at the Lakers up and down the court today. At no point did any other Lakers step up and be like, hey, man, nothing. He cheap shotted Luka. There was no squabble after that. He cheap shots LeBron. There was no squabble after that. That was the second one. Where's Jamison would have fought him on the spot. On the spot. And I'd be like, money well spent. I'd fire up a GoFundMe for whatever fines he would incur. And it's it. That's it. That's it. And to your point earlier, Jason, about, like, you know, the importance of those margins and that organizational rot, like, it starts at the top, and that cabal at the top, like, it you know, you can swap out LeBron for AD and AD for Luka, and we can keep on doing this till kingdom come, and maybe they'll win occasionally under absolute perfect circumstances, but I don't really trust this organization to do what is necessary to actually supply Luka and LeBron with the type of talent that it's going to take to compete at the level they should.
Well, and this is the best LeBron's going to be. Yep, like he's making $50 million this year. I have a hard time believing he's going to be better at year 41. If DFS is going to be a part of the rotation, he's only getting older. Why should we expect it to be any better next year when players that are taking that much of our cap are only going to get worse? And to be honest, I don't trust Luka's health either, because I don't think he respects the game of basketball. You have to respect your body if you respect the game of basketball. I'd take the next 5 years, and I know you disagree with me on this, but I'd take the next years of Giannis health over Luka health, simply because Giannis respects his body in the game of basketball. And I get that Giannis has had some kind of freak injuries, but I would rather take a bet on somebody that clearly takes care of their body. If Luka doesn't show up at 230 pounds next season and muscle, like, I just don't know where you go with him, especially if you're spending $50 million on a 41-year-old LeBron James. Like, I don't see this working, man. But I really appreciate you having me on, and I've been listening to you for years, and you're just such a big part of my life. So, and I started my own podcast covering the UNLV Running Rebels and basketball in Vegas, and I modeled it off of your show. So I do shows just like you do, and I modeled it all after you. So thank you so much for that, Anthony. I appreciate you, man.
Hey, thanks for hopping on, Jason. I wonder right now if the cardio that Jason was doing during that segment right there, if that was more cardio then than Luka might do this entire offseason.
Bye, everyone.